Okay, we're starting this shit. Happy fucking Monday, bitches. It is the new year. I was gonna say new year, new me, but I don't really think it is new me.
Stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
We're here. This is my second time recording this episode because the first time the cord wasn't plugged in. So now I'm bringing you a better episode, more time of me talking, better quality audio, the delusion of being awake and talking to myself in a room for 2 hours now. We're just, you know. Here's the other thing. This topic that we're going to be talking about friendship breakups, okay? Conflict. I'm going to give some of my own situations that I've been through and the things that I've learned throughout this and kind of wrap it all up into an episode here. When I first recorded this, I'm honestly kind of glad I'm doing the second recording because I feel like I don't want this to single out or be specific to anything in my past, like to an extent, right? I mean, because I did just have like a recent friendship breakup this year, and I always am kind of like thrown off by it, but I don't want this episode to be about one specific person. So it's going to be about all of the friendship breakups that I've been through, how to decide whether or not a friendship is worth saving, whether or not you still want to be with this friend, how to resolve conflict or go into a conflicting conversation in a more positive way, because that I do have some tips for. So I guess let's just get right into it. Okay, happy fucking Monday. We are literally talking about something that we've all been through, currently going through, I'm sure, and trying to decide how to move forward and mourn the death of this relationship while the person is quite literally still living. I know you see them on your Instagram hanging out with other friends and you're either like, good fucking riddance, or what the fuck, bitch? Because let me tell you, nothing makes me more upset, and this is a me problem, than having friends that bail on me and then seeing them make plans and hang out with other people, which seems so effortlessly, and putting it online. It's like, it makes me feel, I feel, which is, we're going to learn these things later. I'm going to reframe this already, catch myself. I feel upset and hurt when I get bailed on and then see the people I get bailed on hanging out with other friends. It makes me feel like I'm less than, that they don't value my friendship or my time. And that's fucking upsetting, you know? And it's so weird because this is one of those things where social media just quite literally gets in the way and can create conflict or destroy relationships, friendships, all because of what you see on social media. If you listen regularly, you know I hate that shit when it comes to like a dating relationship with a partner. But it's interesting because as I'm talking about this, I didn't realize how much it actually affects friendships too. Like, how many times have you felt left out because you didn't get the invite to the party, the hangout, the girls' night? You see a couple of your girlfriends hanging out and you didn't get the invite, and you kind of sit there and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Hello. And I know that my friends are probably going to laugh if they listen to this, but I know most of my friends don't listen to this. That's how you know they're real friends, right? Like, they're like, no, I don't listen to your show. Like, we get enough of you in real life. But it's so easy to be passive aggressive. And I've definitely done a lot of that when it comes to my friends and conflicting situations. It's literally was for a while my fucking go-to, because like, you see your friends hanging out and you're like, oh, thanks for the invite. Like, oh, that's nice. Wish I could have got the invite. Hey, miss you guys. I missed my invite in the mail. And I think like, when you're on good terms with your friends, like, the passive aggressive is just kind of like, it's like a joke, right? You're like, obviously I'm not upset, but I'm going to give you a little shit. But there's a difference when there is already conflict or underlying conflict in the friendship and you throw those digs, because they get taken completely different, way more serious. So, what do I want to talk about first? I don't even know. I think we should talk about conflict first before we get into the actual breakups. Okay, let's talk about conflict, because conflict arises and or arrives before the breakup is even in place. And here's the thing with conflict. People are so 50-50, hot and cold. For myself, I fucking hate it. I hate having conflict. I hate not knowing what the issue is. I'm the person that needs to have the discussion like ASAP. I understand if you're like pissed off or you're mad, you don't want to talk, you're fucking busy. Like, I don't need to be like knocking down your fucking door, showing up at your house being like, girl, you haven't answered my text in 3 hours. So let's fucking talk about this. But I stir, I'm like an overwhelming, I get overwhelmed and kind of like spin around with overthinking in my head. So especially when it comes to conflict with my friends, because I don't want to have a conflict with my friends. Like, I value my friendships so much, because I know that like, these girls are always here. They're always going to be here through thick and thin, no matter what. So when it comes to conflict, I have a couple of tips, and I want you specifically to think about the situations that you've been in the past with having conflict from your friends, or what you're currently going through, and take this advice and apply it to your own situation. First, you have to understand that with conflict with a friend, I talk about this in some of my other episodes, just like in a partnered relationship, there are three parts to this relationship. There's you, your friend, and the friendship. Okay. Those are all separate entities. So starting out, trying to resolve this conflict, you have to understand that both truths can be true. Like, it's not about being right or wrong. It's about understanding the other person's feelings and being open-minded enough and self-aware enough to look inward and potentially see what was misconstrued, what was, you know, someone took something the wrong way. Why did they take that the wrong way? But understanding that you can have two truths, and it's not about being right. It's about understanding and moving through the conflict and fighting for the friendship that you have. Okay? So with that, going into this, you want to make sure you set the tone. I personally don't text and argue. I'm not going to do it. Only with my baby daddy. I don't even know where that came from. My son's father. I don't like saying baby daddy. I've like literally never refer to him as that. I just think it sounds ghetto, you know? But I do be in petty sometimes. With the facts though, bro. I mean, I swear if I could talk about that, I'm not going to get into it. Okay. Set the tone and don't text fight. We're not text fighting. True friendships, in my opinion, what I value, which we're going to speak on that before we go into whether or not to break off a friendship. I value friendships and conversation that can be hashed out in person or even over the phone. Like, I get it. Conflict is scary. It makes people fucking nervous. You feel like, I know in the past I felt like, oh, well, like I feel like I know what I want to say and it has value. And then I go into this conversation and like, some people are so quick to like make these decisions, not these decisions, to make statements with like hard facts where like, have you ever felt confused after like leaving a conversation? You're like, wait a second. Did I just get manipulated? You're like, I felt like my thoughts were valid and now I'm like second guessing what I felt about it. Like, it's fucking weird. Okay. So, along with having this conversation, you have to remember that a lot of the times when we are dishing things out with our friends, it's so easy to project the way you are actually feeling on to the other person. But really understanding that, like, and being self-aware in your feelings and in your truth is different than projecting. Projection sounds like you make me feel like shit because I always see you out with everyone else and you're always bailing on me. That statement is projecting. In that statement, I'm projecting why I'm upset and why I'm feeling the way I feel without holding myself accountable for my feelings. When you flip that around and start holding yourself accountable, it's not going to put that other person in defense mode, in attack mode. And it's going to be a lot easier to have a constructive conversation when you are holding yourself accountable for your feelings. Because I'm going to hit you with a hard truth here. Nobody can make you feel anything. You feel your feelings because of how they made you feel. So if you find yourself kind of using that tone and blaming almost this other person for your feelings, you got to turn that around. I honestly suggest writing this down on a piece of paper and seriously flipping it. This is how you flip it. You're going to turn "you make me" into "I feel." I feel when you. So you write that statement down. You make me feel like shit because you post online hanging out with other plans, but you're always bailing on me. You write that sentence down or whatever, however it resonates with you. And then you flip it. I feel. What do I feel in that statement? And how do I feel? Okay, well, I feel upset when you bail on me and I see you post hanging out with other friends. Do you see automatically how that changes when you take accountability for your feelings and you're making it about you? You're not making it about the other person, but then you're also saying like, what made you upset? It's like It seems simple, but it's not. In fact, this was like the first thing that I learned in therapy. If you've been following me for a while, you know that I've been in couples therapy with my man, and it's just opened up easier conversations. And honestly, I've been able to like understand what's being said and vice versa. Like, this is the first thing we learned. It's I statements, I feel when you. So try that out. When you go into these conflicting conversations, these heated conversations, when you're trying to resolve a friend drama or an underlining issue, start taking responsibility for your feelings, because they're your feelings. The person is not making you feel anything. They're just not. You are feeling a certain type of way, maybe because of something they're doing, but the way you word it is everything. Along with the first thing that I said, both things can be true. You guys can both be upset about two things in the same conversation, but take accountability for those feelings, because it goes a lot further and it completely changes the tone for the conversation, especially when dealing with conflict. The next part is you're going to ask yourself, what are you really upset about? Using this, I'm going to use the same example that I've been using. And not just like, oh, well, I'm upset because I see them on Instagram and, you know, they're with other people, but they bail on me. Like, that's not really why you're upset. So you got to dig a little deeper and be like, what is it about that situation that makes me hurt? What makes me upset? And after asking yourself why, after asking myself, I came to the conclusion that it hurts because all I want is to spend time with you. And look at that. Look at how the conflict just changed from I'm upset, I'm mad, you, to, you know, I feel this way when you, and the reason why I feel that way is because I just want to spend more time with you. Like, that is the root. That is what you're really fighting for in this conversation. What I'm really fighting for is to be able to spend more time with my friend because I feel like I haven't spent time with you. I miss you. I enjoy your company. And I get upset when I can't spend that time with you, bitch. I want to be shaking my ass in the fucking club. And you know what? I want you to be holding my hair back while I'm throwing up in the toilet. No, I'm just kidding. Trying to make light out of a stressful conversation. But seriously, so once you realize the why of the conflict, you kind of walk into the conversation being like, okay, how can I be mad about just wanting to spend more time with you? And like, when you find the root, it dissipates. Is that a word? I think it's a word. It like puts the fire out. It's like the fucking foam of the, what is it called when you break the window and you got to get the fire thing out? The fire hydrant. It's the foam of the fire hydrant. You're defusing the fumes of the fire. You're lowering the heat so that you can continue with the conversation and then put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to understand their point, their perspective. So now that we've gone through the conflict, we're going to talk about what we value in our friendships. Sorry, brain was computing, thinking a little slow there, trying to decide where I wanted to go with this. I do have an outline, but it's my second time recording this and it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning and your girl's not fucking drinking right now. Oh, I could use a glass of wine. It would make this so much easier. Which is kind of weird. Anyways, okay. I think before you decide to end a friendship, you really have to understand, like, what you value in friendships. So I wrote down some things for myself to give you some examples. For instance, I value a friendship that adds positivity to my life. Friends that can show up for all the things, the fun, like the events, the trips, the girls' nights, the, you know, little excursions that we do, the painting, the parties, but then also the friend that goes out of their way to show up when everyone else bails. Like, I had a birthday party, planned a birthday in Vegas one year. Four or five girls said they were going to come. They all ended up bailing the week before. I had one friend really fucking pull through and we fucking went and had a good ass time. Like, I want a friend that will pull through for me when maybe other people's lives, you know, can't make those things happen. But I also want a friend that will be there for the conflicting times too. Someone that's understanding, can communicate through hard conversations, even if it's not perfect. I'm not looking for perfect. I'm human. I'm still learning. And I truly believe that you learn through going through things. I don't think this whole idea of, like, I'm gonna be single and not be in a relationship and work on myself. I don't think you can really, how do you work on yourself when you don't, like, who's telling you what to work on? What situations are you putting yourself in that's allowing you room to fail? Because there's no growth without failure. Also, I want a friend that is open to being vulnerable, even if it's uncomfortable, feeling like a friend that I know doesn't like being vulnerable, but feels safe to be vulnerable with me. That's so important to me because, listen, we all fucking know I'm an open book. Like, I'm over here talking about my fucking labia hanging out of my thong. And if you listen to the last couple episodes, bending over, looking at my butthole in the mirror. So I know we can't all be fucking throwing our whole lives, but I value friendships that lie in vulnerability because I crave a deeper connection than surface level. So, like, a friend that's self-aware and accountable, even when it's hard, you know? So I think that once you find your values of your friendship, of the friendships that you want, then you can ask yourself, how do you, like, is this friendship serving me? Am I pouring into an empty cup? Is this friend showing up to me? Do I feel good leaving the situation after hanging out? Do I feel good even trying to hang out or texting these people? I can't tell you how many times I've just had text conversations where I feel like my text messages are walking on eggshells, where I'm like, fuck, should I say that? Does that sound bad? I'm like second guessing, like even wanting, like making plans with this person because it's giving me anxiety. Like, that to me doesn't feel right. However, I'll say this too, like, how do you know when to end a friendship? I don't fucking know. I've never ended a friendship. I've always been the friend that's been dumped or ghosted or cussed out at when fucking wasted or, you know, left because their current boyfriend is a piece of shit and I tell him exactly how I feel. I've been the dumpy, not the dumper. So I don't really know when to end a friendship, but I think writing down your values, the things that you want in friendships, we do all that for other things, the things that we want for work, the things that we want to, like, accomplish, our goals, manifest in our relationships. Like, your friendships are just another relationship. So why not do the same? Why not set a tone for the people that you want to surround yourself with? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that is probably the most healthy adult thing that you can do. I literally have this written down. How do you know when to end a friendship? I don't. I don't. And you know, I think some people might think of that as like, because I've said these things too in the past, like, oh, well, if all your, you know, if a handful of your friends don't want to be friends with you anymore, like sometimes you have to look inward, like, you know, maybe it's a you problem. And quite literally, maybe it is a me problem. I don't think it's an all me problem. I think it takes two people to be in a friendship, just like a relationship. And I do know that, like, I've had issues in the past with, how I said earlier, being passive aggressive. I've had issues with voicing my full opinion in a very direct way to friends that have been in abusive relationships, and it has pushed them away from me. My two childhood best friends, high school best friends, I think that happened to both of our friendships. I think I saw the relationships that they were in and I was disgusted by it, and I would voice my real opinion. And because they were stuck in those relationships, not ready to leave, you know, it caused more conflict in their relationship, and they didn't want to deal with it. So they drifted apart. I mean, that's fair. I get that. I understand that now. You know, I've had another friendship where, I was always to blame for certain situations, and I felt like a shitty friend. I thought I was the shitty friend. And that one was strange, because I realized that in that one, I realized that the friend was projecting a lot of her own, like, insecurities on me. And I took that because I didn't have these set boundaries. I valued this friendship, and it was a long friendship. And I was like, well, I love this person. We're going to get over it. But then things didn't really get resolved for a while. But, you know, sometimes friends have to leave for a couple of years. And the good ones, they come back, because you know, and you end up realizing that you want this person in your life. You look at the situation, whatever it may be, and you're like, I value this friendship more than I do this argument, and I want to fucking figure it out. And then there are the other friends that I don't think it was me. I think, you know, like, there was a lack of communication and wanting to be vulnerable, and maybe they just weren't ready or didn't know how. And that's okay too. Like, it hurts. It always hurts, right? None of us want to lose our friends, especially when we've been friends for so long. But once you realize, once you take these little steps of like digging a little deeper, seeing if they're projecting, trying to communicate, living in your truth, and like being honest with yourself, like the last couple of friends that I lost, I can look back and truly say that I lived my truth. I'm not offended by the things that are being said about my character or the things that they have personally said to me. I'm not even offended or mad about that, because to me, it's so far from what I have actually done and how I've actually shown up as a friend that I know I can walk away and be comfortable in the fact that, you know, it's their choice. It's their choice. You know what? I saw this reel, and she was talking about friendships and relationships and how you can't force someone to be in your life. This is what she said. She said, people are allowed to walk away without reason, and you have to let them go. And my last two friendship breakups, that's literally what happened. The one, there was, I think, some resentment that I didn't know about, and it wasn't being talked about. And I think that built up, And if I'm being honest, I think that because of who I am trying to like talk and like, I value connection and vulnerability. I think because on her side, it wasn't being talked about. And on my side, I think it felt like I was pushing and that was uncomfortable for her. And then it came to a point where I sent a message being like, hey, I feel like, you know, I'm really upset about some things. I haven't been honest and I feel like they've played out in our friendship and I don't want that because I really value our friendship and I would really like to talk about that with you. Whether that's in person or over the phone, like I'm fine. Just let me know. And then I got ghosted and I never heard from her and it's been 3 years now. I think it's been like 2 or 3 years. She completely ghosted me. She never texted me back. And it was in that moment where I was like, obviously upset because this was a girl that I thought like, it was one of those friendships where it's like, you needed that person for the point in time that you were at. And it was like an adult friendship. You guys were in the same journey of life together and you became so close that I literally thought this girl was going to be like my maid of honor if I got married. And then to feel that hurt and that pain of being completely ghosted by this person when you're being honest about your feelings and wanting to have a conversation, dude, that fucking hit me. But I resonate with the real of what I said because you can't force someone to have a conversation. They're allowed to just walk out. And that's something they have to deal with. But it's so hard to mourn the death of the friend that's still alive. Like, nobody teaches you about that. And the same thing, similar thing happened in my most recent, I guess, friendship breakup. I wish it wasn't that way for both of these things, but I can't force conversations. I can't force a friendship. And there's only so much time you can put in and invest into filling an empty cup. But I know I'm always gonna fucking be here, bitch. So if you're fucking listening because you think this episode is about you, a part of it is because it's a part of my journey. But also, like, I'm here and I'm always willing to have uncomfortable conversations and fight for the friends that I know are worthy to be an epic friendship. Anyways, wow, I almost cried. Lastly, I'm actually doing really good. Wow. Honestly, this retake is so much better than the first one. This is amazing. So now I kind of want to go into how to separate yourself from a friendship. So if you're surrounded by someone where the values just aren't lining up, they're trauma dumping on you or they mistreated you and they won't return your calls or they won't have a conversation with you, but they still hang out with your friend group or they're still trying to hang out with you and you're just to the point where you're like, I just don't think I can be around this person anymore. I'm going to give you some tips. First, you need to set some boundaries. The boundaries can align with your values a little bit. I think they kind of go hand in hand. However, a boundary is like a line in the sand. It's a commitment, a promise that you make to yourself on how you want to be treated. It's not an ultimatum because I think the two can be interchanged really easily. It's not an ultimatum. It's something that you set for yourself and you stick to. So if you don't want to hear about your friend trauma dumping about her shitty toxic relationship anymore, you set that boundary for yourself and you let her know, hey, I love you. And I'm sick and tired of hearing you bitch about this shitty guy that you're continuing to be with. Okay. You say that on whatever level of friendship you are, that's how you say it. Okay. you know, or if you've been in the shitty relationships like me, I've literally said like, hey, honestly, I don't think I'm the right person to talk to about the situation. I know you want to vent, but I'm feeling triggered because I know how I would handle the situation and you're continuing to stay with this person. So I don't want to be a part of these conversations anymore. That's just one boundary, but interpret that in any way that you need to, for what it is that you're going through. Then if those boundaries are being overstepped, you just create some distance. You fill up your time without this person. They reach out to you trying to make plans. Your time is filled. You're busy. You can be honest. You don't need to lie. You just be like, honestly, thanks for reaching out. I don't feel like hanging out tonight. Maybe we can plan something in the future. You know, I think if they're a good friend, an honest friend, I don't want to use the term good or bad, but they will probably notice a shift in the energy and most likely ask and be like, hey, like, I feel like something's going on. Like, am I misreading into this or misinterpreting it? Like, I just want to make sure we're okay. And then at that point, you be honest and you say, you know, last couple times we talked, these things got brought up and I had asked, you know, like, I love you and I want to hang out with you, but I can't be a part of this part of your life. And I feel like those things are being overstepped. So I just felt like I needed to take some time, you know, to put some time into other things. And would you have that genuine conversation using the tools that I gave you earlier, that I feel when you use those same tools to have an open, honest, vulnerable conversation. Like, your friend can't be mad. Why would your friend be mad or upset if you're like, hey, you know, like, I want to hang out with you or want to do this, but it's, you know, I've said how I feel about these things and I just feel like these things are being overstepped. So I'm just taking some more time to myself, or I'm putting more time into my relationship or my work. You can't really be upset. And if they get upset, again, that's their feelings. They have to deal with it. Send them this episode. Be like, I love you. Here are some tips. Listen to this episode and then have a little powwow with your girlfriend. Fucking blame me. Be like, I was listening to this episode and she gave some really good tips. Like, I know there's some weirdness in our friendship right now, but I'd really like to move forward with this with some better tools. Will you listen? And then we can have a phone call. Why the fuck not? I would love that. Tell me if it works out. Fucking write me a podcast review. Okay, sorry. I'm not trying to make this about me. But I think that's it. I think, like, there's a lot that goes into these friendships and into these relationships. And if you want them to last, it takes two. It takes you and it takes the other person. But you can't force someone to want to be your friend. And if you're feeling drained, then just fucking be honest. I know it's so hard, but once you start using these practices, it becomes easier. And if someone gets offended or upset, again, that's on them. It's not on you. Send them this clip. Send them this fucking episode. Whew, what a good Monday sesh. Okay. I am dropping a bonus next Monday. It's going to be like fun and flirty, talking about sex and our normal Monday fun. And then my next solo is going to kind of bleed into from this one. And it's going to be all about toxic relationships and abusive relationships. So it's going to be a little heavy. Then we're going to slide back out of this month and into February with, you know, back on our sexy, kinky, fun bullshit. So thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Follow the Girl Stop Talking Podcast Instagram. Follow my main page, Tatum Zoe with 3 E's. Follow the YouTube, Girl Stop Talking. And I'm going to update all of those videos on YouTube also. Listen, subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. Share my clips I'm going to be posting. Please tell a fucking friend, write a review. please continue to support me. I have really big dreams and goals, and I'm manifesting big things for this podcast this year. I'm going to land a deal this year. I'm going to land a fucking podcast deal. I'm going to go back to weekly episodes. I'm going to push fucking content, and I'm going to be a motherfucking star, bitch, because it's on my vision board. And I'm ready. Okay. Have a good fucking week. I'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Girl, stop talking.